truth be told, or your bullshit getting old. The world is getting cold. Don't nobody owe you nothing, so quit fronting. Nothing wrong with being honest. It's a lot of broken promises. Truth be told, we could communicate without all the gun violence. All it took was one conversation. It'll prevent a whole lot of altercation.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Truth Be Told. Thank you to Kelly King for the intro. All right, everybody, today we got a special episode. We got a guest, a high school basketball star from Westland. He's a 6'3" guard with explosiveness, great slasher, and can score at will. Averaged 24.5 points per game, 5.9 rebounds, and a true shooting percentage of 72%. Everybody, let's welcome Khalil Kamara. Khalil, thanks for coming on. How are you, brother?
Good.
All right, let's get right into it. You ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. So, how and when did you get into basketball, and who's your main inspiration?
All right, so the reason why I started playing basketball was in middle school around, like sixth grade. We had did a couple, like, fundraisers and stuff, and this was in Philly, and we did the fundraising stuff, raised enough money to build a basketball court outside of our school. And everyone would, like, play on those courts and stuff and never allow me and my friends to play. So, like, I would just mess around. And really, my main goal was to just play on that court. And then I actually started getting good at it. And then seventh grade, I tried out for the team. And that was my first time ever playing basketball. Like, seventh grade, that was my first time ever playing organized basketball with a team and stuff.
And what player was your main inspiration?
I would say I watched a lot of Kyrie. Kyrie's my favorite player until now. Like, but back then it was crazy. Like, that's the only person I watched.
Before he decided to up and leave us, right?
Yeah.
All right, so you play for Westland High School. What division are you guys in, and what's the level of competition like there?
We're Division One right now. I would say the level of competition, because, like, we get overlooked a lot, and people, like, say, like, we're the worst team in the OCC and all this stuff. There's a lot of talk about us. And, I mean, the competition is really good. Like, I've never seen nothing like it. I'm coming from Philly, where I played in a public league, and I'm transitioning to the OCC, where it's, like, a lot of high IQ basketball. There's a lot of, like, Division One. You're playing against Division One players and teams sometimes, like, every night. It was a real big transition competition-wise.
And, I mean, it seems like the level of talent just continues to get better.
Yes, every year. I feel like with me being a senior now, like, I'm seeing, I feel like we do have a better chance this year of winning it all. But that's just me being, like, that I'm still on the team, you know?
Hey, you got to rock for your team, man.
For sure.
What kind of adversity did you face coming to Ohio from Philly, you know, on and off the court?
On the court. Well, we'll start off the court. Off the court, it wasn't really that hard because I have a lot of family out here. And with my nieces and nephews and older sister already being out, like, having friendships and connections already out here, like, that was easy. The off-the-court stuff was easy. But on the court, I would say, like, just, like, wanting to come in and prove myself. Like, in Philly, I had a little rep for myself. And then me coming last year in August, not knowing, like, what to expect, what could happen, thinking that I wasn't going to get the, like, recognition that I wanted to get, you know. And, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay, now, everybody that knows you knows you got a viral dunk video out. What is it like to have that? And, I mean, is that just everyday easy work for you?
I mean, I wouldn't say everyday easy work, because that just happened out of the blue one day at lunch. And, I mean, the feeling is, like, it was surreal at the time, you know. That it didn't give me no Division One offers, so I'm not gonna go crazy about it. But it was a really good feeling.
I mean, you seem to do that with ease.
Yeah. It took a lot of hard work.
All right. So we talked about how you got a 72% true shooting percentage on the season. Do you have a shooting coach you work with, and what do you consider your strengths and weaknesses?
Right now, I do have a shooting coach. His name is Tahan from the Kingdom League, and it was more of me up in my IQ and being able to find my spots a lot easier and get into places where I know I could score instead of wasting possessions and having a lot of missed shots and stuff like that.
Got you. So what do your friends think about, you having, success and how do you deal with balancing out activities?
Right now, my friends are mainly just like me. I don't really have a lot of friends that have the same mindset as me. So it's real easy. We all do the same thing. All my friends, are in the gym 24/7. They already know how my mindset is and how I come at most of the time.
And how do you balance out so many activities?
That's easy. I don't really do parties, stuff like that. So and people already know, I don't come off as mean or nothing, but when people ask me to do certain stuff that I'm not comfortable with, parties, little petty stuff, give them I don't really get into stuff like that. So that's really easy.
Hey man, that's a good mentality to have. I wish I thought like that at your age.
Yeah.
Have you had to deal with any serious injuries, or have you ever had to have been taken out of the game because of an injury?
Nah. I wouldn't really consider this an injury, but I had growing pains freshman summer. That was the worst because I couldn't jump. And then I kept just being a kid, always playing basketball. It went from growing pains to Oscar Slaughter. So then I had to go into Novacare Rehabilitation Center and get my strength back in both my knees. But that helped me a lot, because after I recovered the Oscar Slaughter, they just helped me with flexibility and my legs and stuff like that. So that helped a lot.
True. All right, we talked about you dunking a little bit. So how old were you the first time you started dunking, and when was your first dunk over somebody?
Okay. My first time ever dunking is weird. My bounce was really weird. So it was at a charity game, my stepdad's, and it was just random, in layup lines. I've seen everyone dunking and stuff, and it was a big crowd. Once you see a big crowd, your adrenaline starts pumping, you start doing stuff that you never really do on the regular. So I threw it up and then the very next layup I came and threw it off the backboard and dunked it with two hands, and that was my first time ever dunking. And I didn't even see it coming. I just did it because I was just seeing everybody else. I wasn't gonna be the odd man out. And my first time dunking on someone, I have a couple, but I don't think I remember the first time. Does it have to be in game or
I guess whichever is or you can just talk about whatever dunk means the most to you, if that's easier.
Oh, the dunk that means the most to me is the viral dunk, the dunk that went viral now, because that just changed my life. Okay.
Hey, that changed my life watching it. All right. Yeah. So you play summer ball for Coach Ben Gordeski of the Cleveland 216ers. What has that experience been like, and was there any kind of adjustment to that style of ball?
It was a big adjustment. The offense that we ran was way different from the offense that I ran with Nova Village, and that's what I started out the summer with. So and Like it was just like more of a like. Have you know what Upper Arlington is, right? School. They run like they run sort of like the same offense, which is like complicated for me. You know, it's like it's not an easy offense to just pick up like that. And that was the offense that we kind of there in the summer with the 216s. So it was a pretty big adjustment. But I got a hang of it. I was willing to learn. So that wasn't hard. That wasn't that hard.
And also, what has it been like working with Coach Ben Gordeski?
It's been real good. He goes out of his way a lot to help me. I really appreciate that. Also, with just like advice, he helps me a lot when I'm in need of. So yeah, appreciate him a lot.
Definitely like to give Coach Ben a shout. I know he started that all, you know, from scratch. That whole thing's his baby. So what have you learned about teamwork from playing, you know, on all these different teams, and how did it make you a better player?
Just overall, just knowing that, like, sometimes you got to sacrifice yourself and the numbers that you have and all that stuff to win a game. It's not always about you, you know, and I learned that just playing with multiple different AAU teams. Yeah.
Okay, why do you feel local support is important to the team's future?
I feel that that's like real important because just like this local support gives the team motivation, like, but now it's more, it's you. They have to see in order for them to start helping and doing little things to help the team when that's not how really. You know, we were just talking about Westland and stuff. Our record isn't that good, but I bet if we were to start beating these really good teams and stuff, we would get a lot of support from you know, our local area, which is kind of unfair. You know?
Absolutely. When you're in a game and you know, things aren't going your way, what do you do to keep a level head in the moment?
Speak to someone really close to me that I trust, you know, like Coach Ben. That's why I feel like it's really important to have a really good bond with your coach, and for him to be able to, like, know certain times to talk to you and stuff like that. Sometimes I feel like, yeah, I'm really like that. I'm really into the game and stuff like that, so, like, I get frustrated at times, and like people like Coach Ben, you know, pull me to the side and talk to me and just like get me level headed and get me right for me to get back in the game and stuff.
Nowadays, guys are going, you know, overseas, or they're doing the JBA, or, you know, skipping college is kind of like a non-traditional way of making it to the NBA. So what is your ideal path look like?
I'm going to go to college. My mom's going to kill me if I don't. College.
Is there any particular college in mind?
Nah, not really. I just want to go to the college that best fits, and you know, my long-term goal, which is to go to the NBA. Yeah,
absolutely. All right, now it's time for a segment I debuted last week. It's a fan feedback section. I usually take the top three questions asked by fans, and I ask them to you here. So okay. Whenever you're ready, we can go ahead and get into that.
I'm ready right when you are.
All right, cool. All right, the first one is by @LilLoose617 ask, what do you think you need to improve most about your game?
My decision-making. Like I said that I've improved on getting to my spots and stuff like that, but I feel like If I mastered that part of my game and my IQ, I'd be a way more dangerous player.
That's a good question. On to the second question from @JHag719 asks, what would be your starting five dream team, including the past, present, and future?
Okay, so first, I first got to go with me as a point guard.
Okay.
Then I'm gonna go with Kyrie. I'm gonna go with LeBron. I'm gonna go with Kareem and Shaq. That's my dream
team. Oof. That's a dangerous team. I like that.
That's what I'm saying. Like who gonna guard me, you know?
And lastly, from the Fight Game 247 asks, what advice could you give to people who live in other countries where basketball is the least played and recognized sport and wants to make it to the pros?
Just to stay involved. Don't let like the outside of things distract you from your main goal, which everybody's main goal, I'm pretty sure, is to go to the NBA. But don't let your environment at the, you know, mess up what you got going and your path.
Wow, man, Khalil, I mean, I've watched film. I know Coach Ben. I've heard people talk about you. I see it for myself. I just want to tell you, man, you know, I think you're something special. I want to thank you again for coming on the show, man. You got it going on, bro. I'd like you to take this time to, you know, maybe tell anybody what else you got going on and where they can reach you and get a hold of you at. Go ahead. This is your time.
All right. So just want to just put this out there. Like, rumors, you know, were going out that I was going to UA, just like that, like things were going on, and I'm be staying at Western, and I'm gonna make it happen there. You know, that's all that I just want to put it out there.
And as far as like where people can reach you, like social media.
Oh yeah. My social media is gl.lil. My Twitter is golegend_lil, and then my Snapchat. I don't really need my Snapchat. I don't really use that. Yeah.
And I'm James C. Turner Jr., your host, man. You can find me on Twitter at JPsAllDay1990 or as James C. Turner Jr. on IG. And now you can get the official Truth Be Told t-shirt at Design Tree. The link's in the bio. Khalil, man, thank you for coming on, bro. Like I said, I appreciate you.
And thank you, bro.
And that wraps it up for this week. Tune in next week, everybody.
Nothing but positive vibes all day. Grinding, trying to make a better way. Better listen to what the songs say. Truth be told, you better slow your roll. I've been on the same road before. You know I'm the chosen one. I spit flows from the brain. Young G1.